Beis Amir Aleph, that if a husband wrote the get in Chutz Loretz, the get was written, husband, sorry for whoever, the get was written in Chutz Loretz and sent to Eretz Yisrael and delivered by a shliach, not that the husband himself brought the get and delivered to his wife. If the husband brings the get himself and gives it to the wife, then there's no need for the Baal to say b'fan anach, b'fan anach. There's no need for that. The Gemara said b'feirish. It's only hamevi get, Rashi writes a shliach. If the shliach, habal, brings the get from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, before he gives the get to the Isha, while he's still a shliach. After he gives the get, and then 20 minutes later, half an hour later, is a shliach. So he doesn't have the special namonis to say b'fan anach, b'fan anach. He has to say b'fan anach prior to his giving over the get, while he still has the status of a shliach. So it's required mid the rabbanon. It's a din mid the rabbanon. It's not a din of chumish. It's a din mid the rabbanon that he has to say he has to be present when the get is written and signed, in order that before he gives over the get, he should be able to say, "I was watching when it was written." So the Gemara wants to know my time. The first tikkun of Gemara on that base amiral. What's the reason for the takonas chachamim that we require that the shliach should be present when the get is written and signed, and he should say b'fan anach, b'fan anach. So we started off the mesichta. That the machlekes Rabbe and Rove. I think when we finished brachas, when we finished learning all we were going to learn in brachas, we discussed then the machlekes Rabbe and Rove. My time. What's the reason for the takanas chum? So Rabbe says because in Chutz Loretz they weren't so medaktik and they didn't have tziva lishma, and we are concerned. We are afraid that maybe the get was written shelo lishma. Then they're going to give it to the isha. The get will not picha. The gerishin won't be kasha. It'll be a pasul get. So we require that the shliach should be present when the get is written and signed, and when he says b'fanei nechtam, it doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam l'shma, b'fanei nechtam l'shma, it doesn't have to add on the word, but that's self-understood. That's muvan me'elov. When he says b'fanei nechtam, it's understood that what he means to say was, it was written l'shma, and it was signed l'shma. And Rava says that that's not the reason, but rather l'fi, she'ein eidim mitzuyim l'kaimu. We are concerned, maybe the get is mizuyah, maybe the get, since it's coming from so far away from America, they're bringing a get from America to Eretz Yisrael, so maybe the whole thing is a forgery. If the Baal himself gives the get, so what shaykh a forgery? He's giving it himself. But if the get is brought by a shliach, maybe the shliach is a faker, maybe he forged the get, maybe someone else forged the get, so you can have it though. So the Gemara said, my b'nai, what's the difference halacha l'maisa, but they say like rabbi, they say like rabbi. So the Gemara gives you a whole list of nafkaminas, whether rabbi is right or rabbi is right. Then we'll be learning the Gemara, and the Gemara is trying to prove, can you tell from the Mishnah one way or the other what the Tanoim have to say about this? Can you tell? Maybe it's a machlokes HaTanoim, so the Gemara drays out of it. First the Gemara thought, isn't that the machlokes HaTanoim? Well, no, you can say like this, you can say like that, nothing is conclusive. So we got until Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara is going to prove from the Mishnah that you can't keep on easing your way out of it. The Gemara says, Tanan, the line begins with the word Shtichi. The line that begins with the word Shchichi, so the next word is Tanan. The Gemara says Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehegmonya lehegmonya, even from one hegemony, from one government to another government, even though they're mamish close to each other, one jurisdiction to the other. What is that referring to? What is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel talking about? The Omer Rabbi Yitzchok and one of the Amoroim commented that Pshat in the Mishnah is referring to the following. Here, Achas Hayis of Eretz Yisrael. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael. Vasasia Shmo. Name of the city is Asasia. Wherever. Vahoyubashtei Hagmonis. The city was split in half. Half of the city was controlled by one government, and half of the city was controlled by another government. And there was hardly any traffic from one part of the city to the other. So if you're going to have a document in get in one half of the city with signatures from the other half, it'll be very hard. You don't have people traveling back and forth who can recognize the chesimus. It's the same as Altsays via get that's brought from America to Eretz Yisrael, that there's no one, hardly anybody in Eretz Yisrael today, and you stay in the plazas. If you just wait a half an hour, you get someone who'll recognize the signatures. But years ago, it wasn't so common. So if you bring a get from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, nobody will recognize the signatures, maybe mezuzah. So here also, from one part of the city to the other, they didn't allow any traffic back and forth. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchok says, Rabbi Yitzchok the Amora says, that that's the case that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is talking about. So the Gemara says, Takash, if the only reason for the requirement, so what does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel say in the Mishnah? When you bring a get from one, the get is written in Eretz Yisrael, in this city Asosiyos. It's written on one half of the city, and somehow the shliach smuggled his way into the other half of the city. Unusual that he smuggled his way into the other half of the city, like there's an iron curtain separating the two parts of the city. Yeah, okay, East Berlin, West Berlin. And someone smuggles in, brings a get in. So then, even though it's Eretz Yisrael, you have to say the shliach has to be present when the get is written and signed, so that he can say before he gives it over, b'fanei nechta. Break the Gemara, if you say b'shleima le'rove, if you say like Rove, that the reason for requiring b'fanei nechta is because ein edim mitzuyim l'kama, you're concerned that maybe the get is going to be mezuyah. So we understand, even in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, if there's such a kpeda that the government doesn't allow any traffic back and forth, so you won't know whether the chsimas are authentic. But if you hold like Rabbah, the Gemara says Le'rava Nicha. According to Rava, we understand this din of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Oh, but Le'rava Kasha, the Rabbi says the only reason for requiring the presence of the Shliach when the get is written and signed is because we're concerned about maybe the get is written Shalom Lishma. Here it's written in Eretz Yisrael. It's written in Asosiyos. In the whole Eretz Yisrael, they knew that you have to write the Shema. So we don't understand Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's din in the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, there is not such a big machlekes. The Rabbi holds that he's right and Rabbi is wrong, and Rabbi holds that he's right and Rabbi is wrong. No, everybody's maskim. The Gemara says Rabbi isle de Rava. Rabbi is also maskim that what Rabbi said is also true. He certainly required the presence of the shliach, the shas ksiva, and the chasima, that he should say before an echtav to make the kiyum. That everybody's maskim. He's certainly concerned that maybe they get this mezuyah, and Rabbi holds it, and Rabbi holds that too. And Rabbi thinks that in addition to that concern, the chashash, that maybe it's mezuyah, you also have to be concerned that maybe it's written shlo lishma. So frag the Gemara, but once you say that Rabbi is also masking to Rabbi, so half of the nafkaminas that we mentioned in the beginning are going to fall off. The Gemara said in the beginning. The Gemara thought at the beginning that Rabbi doesn't hold from Rabbi, Rabbi doesn't hold from Rabbi. The Gemara gave a list of nafkaminas. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has to ask now, in my Ela, my Binayu. So once you come to this realization, that everything we said for the last Blat Gemara was wrong, you kept on kvetching, matchig zayin, that you can read the whole Mishnah like Rabbi, you can read the whole Mishnah like Rabbi. Now the Gemara says you can't kvetch. Everybody's masking that Rabbi is certainly right. Rabbi is in addition to Rabbi's time, Rabbi gives another time. So once you say that everybody holds like Rabbi, so some of your nafkaminas are going to fall away. So was Blat, what are the nafkaminas la'aloche? The Gemara says still, you'll have two of the three nafkaminas will still be valid. One of the nafkaminas falls away, and the other two are still valid. So the Gemara might be now. The Gemara says, no, still. There's still a difference between Rabbi and Rabbi. You can deny you these two cases. Asiyu Beitrei. What if two people come and they bring the get from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael? So even if it's two people, you still have to be according to Rabbi that you're concerned maybe with written Shalom L'Shma. So even if two people bring it, still have to be afraid maybe in Chutz L'Aretz they don't write L'Shma. But you don't have to be concerned about Mizuyah. So if two people bring the get, what are the two people saying? The Hazmi gave us the get and he told us to give it. So what are your chashas that it was forged? Two people say that the Baal gave them the get. So you don't have to be concerned about the chashash ziyuf, but you still have to be concerned about the chashash alo lishma.
How does Rabbi explain the point of Eliezer? The point of Eliezer, we all need aid to see it. What kind of aid is this shliach giving a kiyum? In other words, he's saying...
If it's not going to have aid in chasima, he's not going to say b'fanai... He can't say b'fanai nechtam.
The point of the said that Eliezer didn't require aid.
Rab Loza does not, that's the maskon also. Rab Loza holds that all you need is Eidim Masiri. You don't need,
right. So
there's no need.
When this Shviyah comes from the Dinah Sayyam,
yeah.
What's the reason? Because there's no Eidim going back and forth to confirm the Eidim Masiri. What Eidim are you talking about? The Eidim Masiri?
No, the Eidim Hasima. No, you're talking, you have to get with Eidim Hasima. You could have. Yeah.
What's the purpose of the
Shmira?
To say the
Farnak, the Farnak. If the get is brought from Chutz L'Aretz, Eretz Shliach, then you have to have, then even Rav Lozer agrees, you have to have Chasimis in order to have this Takana fulfilled, that the Shliach should say the Farnak, the Farnak.
Are they supposed
to? You still need it. You still need it.
Under these circumstances, you do need it.
What witnesses are we talking about that you can't find?
No, the Eidei Chasima.
Oh, but then you get back to the fact that you have to say you need Eidei Chasima.
In this case, you're going to need Eidei Chasima. If the get is delivered by Shliach from Chutz L'Aretz Arsot, then you'll need Eidei Chasima to enable the Shliach
you must have Eidei Chasima.
In this case, when the get is given here by the Baal himself, or the get... Right, or it's local in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, so there's no chashash of Shalom Shema, then you won't need any Eidei Chasima. But whenever it's sent by Eidei Shliach from Chutz L'Aretz, then for sure you will need Eidei Chasima. In that case, it will require Eidei Chasima. Yeah, that's what you see from the Gemara. Yeah, that's Mefurish.
The Gemara doesn't want it. It says, if you do have Eidei Chasima, then the Gemara says,
if you do have it,
you don't have to have it, so you won't see Mefurish.
No. I don't think so. The Gemara said, Rabbi said the reason for Mefurish, is because of Lishma. So the Gemara asks, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, unique Siva and Chasima Lishma? So the Gemara says, yeah, even he agrees, if you have already Eidei Chasima, they have to be signed Lishma. But there was a Takanas Chachamim, everybody agrees that you have to, the Shliach has to say b'fananechta. So the Takana requires that the Shliach has to be present when it's signed also. In this case, there always has to be Eidei.
No, they'll look at the get. If there's Eidei Chasima, they'll make him say b'fananechta. If not, they won't make him say anything.
I don't think so. No, the Mishnah has laid on the second parak. If he says b'fananechta and he doesn't say b'fananechta, is no good.
Because you're the Maskana Rabbi, it's like the lover. So you have to say
he's asking, what if you don't even have any Eidei Chasima signed at all? You don't have any Eidei Chasima at all. So we discussed in the beginning, if you don't have Eidei Chasima, how do we know that he is the Shliach? The Sam Sharim say, the Ramam says, the Ravid says, you know that he's the Shliach because Gita Mechir Chalov, because the get has Eidei Chasima. The Sam Sharim say that whenever the get is sent Eidei Shliach from one place to the other, you always have to have Eidei Chasima in order that the get should be made that he is the Shliach. But other Rishonim said, no, you can have a Shtar Hashua. That's what we do today. You have a Shtar Hashua that's signed by Yedeman and Baran that says that the husband has appointed this man as the Shliach by Lachas HaGet. So then there wouldn't be any need. Mikra, then there wouldn't be any need to have Eidei Chasima signed on the get. But nonetheless, that was at the Konas HaTanayim that you have to say b'fananechta. It's not enough just to say b'fananechta. You have to say both. So in order to say both, you have to have a chasima. In this case, you have to have a chasima. Under normal circumstance, when the Baal gives the get in person, you don't need any chasima. According to Abloz, Eid and Mesirah Karas.
Even without,
didn't he need either chasima or Eidei Chasima? Yes. Well, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, we learned that Rashi said that was an Eitz HaTeiva. It's a Minig or an Eitz HaTeiva, yeah, but it wasn't really. You can live without it. You can live without the Eidei Chasima also. But in this case, when the get is sent from Chutz Loretz, in order to fulfill the takana, then you do need Eidei Chasima.
In this case,
you're going to need Eidei Chasima. And then the Gemara says, once you have Eidei Chasima, then it's required that they have to sign the Shema. If they're going to sign Shalom the Shema, then Rabbi Elazar will pass it because Mizrich Mitocha. In other cases, when the Baal himself gives the get, then the Gemara's lashon is, if you'll have Eidei Chasima, but here you have to have Eidei Chasima in order to fulfill this takana. So he has to say Dapke this Nusach.
Well, Rabbi doesn't say you need any chasim. Does he?
Rabbi?
No problem with any chasim. You just have to say the funny nechtav. What I'll say the Matsuna Khan. What must say you have to have any chasim?
I think so.
Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. How can you say the funny nechtav?
I think you do need it. I think that's the Pshat and Ima. Are they Dachsachim? In this case, he would require Eidei Chasima, not only to ascertain that he's a Shliach, even if he has a Shtar Hashoah, he can prove independently that he's the Shliach Lo'ilocha. He has a Shtar Hashoah signed by two Eidim. So he doesn't have to have the Eidei Chasima on the get to prove that he's a Shliach, but you need the Eidei Chasima on the get in order that you should fulfill the Takanas Chachama before an Echta. I think so.
So why does the Lord just ask the whole story about the Rabbi? What did he just ask? Point to Rabbi, you have to have Chasimus. How do you fit that into Rabbi Elazar? According to Rabbi. The Gemara doesn't ask, who does the Mishnah go at? According to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need to
say. The Gemara never asked that.
He asked according to Rabbi Elazar. Unless he asked it like with Meir Olam. The Gemara doesn't ask that question.
And why doesn't the Gemara point this out? Why doesn't the Gemara say that the Mishnah should be against Rabbi Elazar, that it requires Chasima B'chal? Gemara doesn't ask, Gemara just asked about the Chasima L'shma. This time every normal get had any Chasima. Every normal get had it. Because of the Tikkun Olam, the Minig, or the Eitz HaTeiva, this time they normally did have it. Strictly speaking, you wouldn't need it. after halacha wouldn't be required. But that was the common practice, that they always had Eidei Chasima. But l'chore, because the practice was that roif cases, they always had Eidei Chasima. So therefore, the Takanas Chachamim required that whenever it's Ayidei Shliach, then you require Dafke Eidei Chasima. I think so. I think that's what it says in the Gemara.
Well, if two
Eidei
came and just gave the debt over, without saying,
if two what if two shluchim? It's expensive enough to have one person travel. Now you want to have two people travel.
From his then point of view, he should have two
eggs. If you have two shluchim, so then the Gemara says, according to Rava, there's no problem. No, the Gemara says that'll be the nafkamina. If you hold like Rabba, that the reason why you have to say before and after is to ascertain that it was written in Shema. So even if two shluchim are bringing the get, you still have to ascertain that it was written in Shema. Because it's written in Chutzlo, it's whether not so medactic about Ksivil Shema. But if you hold like Rava, that who doesn't hold like Rava, that the only reason for Bifanai Nechtav, the only reason for the Takana, is because of Kiyum, to make sure that that it's not Mizuyah. So if two Shluchim are bringing it, then they both say the Baal sent us with the get. So what's the Chashash Ziyuch? If they would say that the Baal Girish is Tishta, would be good. So there's no Chashash of Ziyuch over here. The Baal himself is not going to be Mizayif Chasimis and a get. He's not Chashash that the Baal is going to be Mizayif Chasimis and a get. So the Gemara says these are the two. One of the three nafkiminas falls away between Rabbi and Rava, based on the premise that we now realize that even Rabbi is masking to Rava. Everybody agrees that you have to obey the mitzvim l'kaimo. But the other two nafkiminas will still remain. The nafkiminas are you choshish for shalom the shmo or not? If you're only choshish for the mitzvim l'kaimo, so whenever you have asiyul beitrei, two shluchim are bringing the get. Inami boisa medina medina sayam, in the same medina, in New York City. The get is written in Manhattan and is delivered in Queens. So then there's no chashash ain't any mitzvim l'kaimo, that people traveling back and forth from Manhattan to Queens all the time. But you still have the chashash of shalom l'shmo. So according to Rabbi, you still need b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Fine. So then now the Gemara is going to continue with this sugya. Okay. So now we've come to a realization that everybody's masking, that you have to be concerned about the chashash of mezuyev, and the whole nekudas machlekes, we've boiled it, that we've limited it a little bit. The whole machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi is, are you choshish for shalom l'shmo? So the Gemara says, well, let's take a look. It says in the Mishnah Tanah, and it says in the second Mishnah on Daf Tesem and Aleph, I may be get from Dina Sayam, the shliach delivered the get. Something came up and the shliach can't say b'fanecha. What all of a sudden, what came up? What does it mean? Does it mean that he wasn't present at the time of the ksiva? He wasn't there when they wrote the get and signed the get? So why do you use the lashon any yachaloyma? Any yachaloyma sounds like something just came up now. So, got a stroke, something like that. Yeah, the Gemara's going to talk. Let's see. So the Mishnah says he delivered the get and he didn't say b'fan anechta before, and he's unable to say b'fan anechta any achalav b'fan anechta afterwards, and yesh olav edim if there are chasimas on the bottom is kayim b'chay samar, you should make a kiyum mashtar. Sure, and it'll be good, and the get will be good. The havinam bo, and we ask akasha on the Mishnah. What is the Pirish Amilas? How do you translate the words? My Ben Yochalam. What does it mean he's unable? Ilay mocheresh. Cheresh means a person who's a deaf mute. Cheresh is a person who's a deaf mute. And he can't speak. So a cheresh, she'enu shameh, ve'enu medaber, bizman ha'gemore, couldn't be educated. Couldn't educate him, so he would be like retarded. So such a person is a lab badas. That's halach, that a cheresh shoy to the cotton. Allah bin Aideya. A shaitan means a person who's deranged. He can be a multi-millionaire, he understands business very well, but he thinks that he's But he thinks that he's the Pope or something, or he thinks that he's President Roosevelt. So has some bug in his head. Even though he functions very well, otherwise he functions very well, but he's mamish hamashugane. So that's a shaitan. A cotton means before bar mitzvah. And a cherish, the post can say a cherish means retarded. Cherish means either a person who can't speak, Hamadab bevisha meya, and is retarded, or Shenu Shemeh, Veinu Medaber, Chayr shadibra chachamim b'chol mokam, that's how the Tosefta says. In the beginning of Trumas. Chayr shadibra chachamim b'chol mokam is mi she'ena shemeh ve'ena medaber, because they couldn't educate the person, so mele he would remain as a retarded person. But who adonami, a retarded person? There's slight differences, lahalocha, between a cherish and a shaitan, a marshal. Cherish out to the cotton, all three Allah b'nei deyam and atar, all three are not mechuyev and mitzvahs, can't be mitzvah to a minyan and so on, but there's still enough kanuna ladina, can they make kiddushin midirabbanon? So by a cotton, they never made a takonim midirabbanon, there isn't even kiddushin midirabbanon. Cherish has kiddushin midirabbanon, there's a perik at the end of Yivamit that's called perik cherish. Cherish a kiddush chareshes, or cherish a kiddush pikachas. They made a takon of the Rabban. If the retarded person gets married, whether he gets married to another retarded girl or he gets married to a normal girl, that's a takon of chacham. If she agrees to marry him, so the kedusha achal. And later on, if they decide they want to get divorced, they have to give a get. Masheni ken hasheita, they never even made a takon of chachamim that there should be kedusha with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says because ein onam dorim nochesh bikvif achas. The chacham know that shidduch is not going to live, so they didn't bother making a takon of the Rabbanan. I mean, Atar, there's no issues because he's allowed by Das. You need Das to make Kiddushin. And with the Rabbanon, it's not going to be a lasting marriage. So they didn't bother making a Takana of the Rabbon. So Bracha Levatolba. And a Cheresh, even if the retarded man marries a normal, a Klora woman, there's a Takana of the Rabbanon, that the Kiddushin is Chal. So there are slight differences. But on the level of the Raisa, there's no difference. On the level of the Raisa, a Cheresh had the cotton, all three have the same status of allowed by Das. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah said again on Daf Tes, if the Shliach Lahilocha delivered the get that came from Chutz Loretz, and the Eina Yachaloyma Befana Nechtam, so make a Kiyum Ashtar, Iskai Mechaisamav, and it'll be good. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Pirush Hamilas? Who is he? Ilei Mecherish, if he's unable to speak because he's deaf and he's mute, that's what it means. It can't mean that. It's not impossible. Mecherish Barasui, Gitahu. Can a cherish be appointed as a shliach la'aloha saget? The aloha requires that the shliach has to be a bardas. We have a mishnah, we come on daf chav gimel, it says, ha'kok shem lahavi saget, you can appoint a man or a woman or a relative, can appoint a goy, can appoint a man, a woman, a relative, to be the shliach la'aloha saget, chutz mecherish shay to the cotton, or a goy cannot be appointed, or an evit knaini also cannot be appointed. A shliach la'aloha saget, because an evik nani is ain't a b'toris gitni kedushin. An evik nani, a shivchak nani, this is ain't kedushin tofsin. Evik nani cannot be mikadush, and a shivchak nani cannot be miskadeshes. So whoever is ain't a b'toris gitni kedushin cannot serve as a shliach in that area. Whoever is ain't a b'toris anything cannot serve as a shliach in that area. Let's say the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in kedushin says that if the din were that a goy could not even be mafresh truma on his own, so let's say a goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael. So if the din of the guy is not mechuyif to be mafish truma, it's not from the sheva mitzvahs ben enah. But if the guy wants to volunteer to be mafish truma, what would the din be? But Torah is ain't a mitzvah of yaisa, the guy wants to do mitzvah. Isn't it? So what if the guy wants to be mafish truma, will it be chal? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, according to those tanoim who say that even if he wants to, he cannot even volunteer to be mafish truma, so then the Gemara says, I don't need a yafusa to teach me that if a Jewish farmer appoints a goy as a shliach to be mafresh his truma, that is not going to be chal. Since the goy is ain't a b'toris afresh his truma, so he cannot serve as a shliach. So you see from that Gemara that the din of ain't a b'toris is a universal din in all cases of shlichas. It's not only a din right here, there's a sheet of the Rimagash that all the Rishonim call. The Rimagash, we discussed it already, we didn't discuss it, don't know. The Rimagash says that the Eved Kenayne cannot serve as a shliach by a get. There's only a shliach lekabolas again. Shliach lekabolas is different from shliach lehiloch. The husband can appoint an evit kenaini as a shliach lehiloch. As I get, just the wife cannot appoint an evit kenaini as a shliach lekabolas again. Because a shliach lekabolas again is a different kind of a thing. It's a different pasuk. It's a different parsha, and it works differently. And since the evit kenaini is ain't a b'toris git nekdushim, so he has no yad to be mekabel to get from the Arabal. That's the shitas Rimagash. And all the Rishonim disagree with the Rimagash. They say it's not correct, even though that's the Lashon HaGemara, that an Eved Kenani cannot serve as a shliach lekabel get isha miyad bailo. The Gemara happens to be talking about a shliach isha lekabel as a get, but all the Rishonim say it's labdavke. It doesn't make a difference. Shliach la'aloch, shliach lekabel, kamafurish in the Gemara, the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin. The Gemara says there that if a goy would be ein b'teres afrashas truma, the truma denafshei, if he weren't able to be marfish truma that grew on his own farm, then it's a pshita that he couldn't possibly serve as a shliach to be marfish truma for the Jewish farm, and you wouldn't even need a pasuk. Atem gamatem, matem min abris, avshlochach min abris. You wouldn't require a pasuk to be mamaita goy, that he cannot serve as a shliach. Whoever is any b'toris cannot serve as a shliach. So again, so the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says on Daf Tesem and Aleph that if the shliach is supposed to say b'fon anechtam before he gives the get. If he's already given the get and he's already fulfilled the shliach as a shliach, so he doesn't have this special namonis. The Gemara said before, it's either kiyumat shtar according to Rava, that the statement b'fon anechtam is kiyumat shtar. So you should really need two witnesses. Kiyum shtaros always needs two witnesses, and according to Rabba, that the concern, the reason why we have to have b'fon anechtam is because of a chashash. Maybe it's written shelo d'shmor, saying an issue of the shmor should be considered a dovish should be yervo, so that should require two kasher eidim also. So how are you makel over here to say that the shliach is naman all by himself? The Gemara says special, the whole chashash to begin with is only with the rabbanon, the chashash of rabbi, the whole thing is only with the rabbanon to begin with. So the chachamim were makel, even though it should have required two eidim, because either it's kiyum hashtar or because it's a bir on a dovish should be yervo that it was written the shmor. So hey mama, hey mama, it's on normally the rabbanon, so we makel. But what do we makel? Not stam eid echad is good. The shliach is good. Anander eid echad is no good. If somebody other than the shliach is going to say that the chesimus amikuyim is no good, then you'll need two eidim. If someone else is going to say, I'm not the shliach, I know it was written the shmo, we won't believe him. You have to have two eidim. The only eid echad who is believed is the shliach. So he's only the shliach, cause man, he still has the get and he didn't deliver it yet. Once he gave the get, there's our eid shliach. He's already fulfilled the shliach. So the Mishnah says, he's really supposed to say, the Gemara's going to have more details about this. He's really supposed to say,
That's the reason why.
The Gemara says because he's going to be Medayev. No, the Gemara said because
he's like the husband. He has the yad of the husband.
No, we're afraid that he's the faker. He may be the one who forged the whole thing. What do you mean he's like the husband? If the husband himself comes, how do we ascertain that he's the shliach? He has a hashor. How do we know he's the shliach? Now, how do you know that this is the get? We know he's the shliach. Who says that this piece of paper is the get? Maybe he forged it. Maybe he had a different get and he lost it. Maybe he forged this. He's embarrassed. They're paying him money to travel from New York to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the get. So maybe he lost the get on the airplane and just quickly wrote another get and he signed it with two different, one with his right hand, one with his left hand. Shani made it, he made it. So it's also, you have to take his word for it. How do you know that doesn't say in the Hashor that the get is an authentic get. That's what he's saying, the get. So he says, b'fanei nechtav. So the Gemara says, no, Hashor just says he is the shliach. The husband has appointed this man, the bearer of this note, was appointed as a shliach l'haylach hasadim. But then the shliach says that this get, that this piece of paper is a get that was written l'shma, and that the chesimus are authentic. So the Gemara said that's a special kula heimam veheimam, because the whole requirement for b'fanei nechtav is on the rabbanon. And I tell you, you don't have to worry because eidim achsim alashtar nasi kim shenechtar edusim ebezim. So kim shtoros is always only the rabbanon. And Ruba the Safra, the dynamic Megmiri, they all know, 99% of the Safra know that you need Lishma. Even a Chutz Lord, it's a far-fetched chashash that they're going to write a get Shalom Lishma. So the whole need for the whole B'fan and Echtav is on the Rabbanim. Say, hey, Mama, hey, Mama. So they were Mekel, that the Shliach is back life to say, but he's only the Shliach before he gives the get. After he gave it ready, he's no more Shliach, because he has nothing left to do. Shliach is not a minu in the Gavr that it remains a Shliach forever and ever. After he finishes giving the get, it's all over. So that's what
she can't find the get,
and he'll say the fun and after, then I'll give it a second time, then it'll be good.
But otherwise she's not a shliach anymore.
Oh, so that's a good question, but the get was chal min ha-teira. So the shliach already fulfilled his shlichus. So what? But the answer is no. But the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, you have to give him back. The Gemara says on Heyom and Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. What do you do? Ketzad Yaseh, the line begins with the word, has a star there, and says, Ketzad Yaseh, what do you do? The shliach gave the get to the Isha. So when I tell you the get is good. Just with the Rabbanan, it's not good. He didn't say before and after. It's too late to say before and after now. So because he's no longer the shliach, so he says, Yitlenu Heimeno, you should take the get back from the Yisha. The yachsav itanen alod b'fnei shnai v'yom v'fanerech v'fanerech. As he's about to give it, or as he's giving it, he should say, then he's still a shliach. Then he's still a shliach. Aye, but he already... Yeah, she can't get married in between. Yeah. That's a problem. The Gemara's going to talk about she got married in between. Aye, how can you give back the get, but the shliach already fulfilled the shlichus? He's a shliach. So the answer is, on the level of the Raisa, he fulfilled the shlichus. On the level of the Rabbanon, he didn't give the get properly. The Baal says, give a get to my wife, means give the get behechshero, with the b'fanei nechtav. So if he gave the get and he didn't say b'fanei nechtav, so the giving of the get was done in an improper fashion. Although Minatari he did it properly, with the Rabbanon he didn't do it properly. The Baal, when the Baal appoints a shliach, we have a nusach today, when the husband appoints a shliach to give a get, so he says, I ask you to give this get to the Isha, and if you have to give it 100 times, first he tells the sefer, I appoint you to write a get on behalf of my wife to divorce my wife, and even if the first get is no good, I appoint you to write a second get. Even if you have to write up to 100 gittin, I authorize you to write a get that'll be kosher to divorce my wife. And then when he gives the get to the shliach, he appoints him as a shliach to give the get to the wife, and even if need be, to give it 100 times to make sure that he gives it properly. But it should be given kedas v'kedin according to all the dinim derabbanan. So if the first time he gave the get and he didn't say before an echta min haTorah, the whole shlichus is finished. He's a shliach, but with the rabbanan he's still a shliach. Because on the level of the Rabbanon, he didn't fulfill the shlichus properly. He was supposed to have said b'fanei nechta before he does it. So he takes back the get, and then he says b'fanei nechta, and he gives it again a second time, because the first nesina wasn't an acceptable nesina on the level of the Rabbanon. That's how the Brisa says, Ketzer Yase, Yitlenu Heimenu V'yachso V'yitanen Alo B'fnei Shnai. There is a kasha that the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about. But Mederais, it's finished. Mederais means that she's kind of the paper.
Right.
The paper belongs to her. So then what, she gives back the paper to the shliach? No, but the paper has to belong to the Baal.
Oh, yeah.
The paper has to belong to the Baal. Originally, the paper belonged to the Baal, and he gives it to the shliach, and he doesn't makne to the shliach. He hands over the get to the shliach, but the piece of paper still belongs to the Baal. Yeah. So when the shliach gives the nesinas aget to the isha, he's makne the paper to the isha, thus has nesinas aget. But once he gave it, since on the level of the rice, the get was chal the first time, so what good is it that she's going to be makne back the paper to the shliach? But the paper has to come from the Baal. So that's a major problem.
Why do you need Kenyan? Why can you just to have a Makne? Why do you need Kenyan? Suppose it is not a Kenyan.
But it's still in her possession. Sinas Haget is not a Kenyan.
No, he is not Makne Haget.
To the Isha.
He was just talking about the text.
No, the Gemara says that's not good. The Gemara says, let's say, the Baal gives a get to his wife, he says, Hareze Gitach Hani Arshali. Hareze Gitach Hani Arshali, so the Gemara says it's no good. It's also as Parch as Babi. It's no good. It's not a full Nesina. It's not a full Nesina. There is a question. It wasn't given at all. You want to say the get wasn't even...
Because
the whole kingdom wasn't chal at all the first time. So even Menateri, you say it's... Okay. If he does it right, if he's Mishana, so you don't say. So you say the first time he was Mishana. Shliach Shashini B'Shlichusa is not... Okay. The Gemara with the Rishon, we're going to talk about this. Why is it acceptable that a Ketzer Yaseh, why is it good enough that he takes it back? Why shouldn't it be a problem? So maybe that'll be the answer. I'll have to take a look. Maybe that'll be the answer. That was the Gemara's question. Right, that was the Gemara's question. Why, according to Rabbah, that the whole reason for b'fanei nechtav is that we should know that it's lishma. So the ikar word is missing. So why doesn't it b'fanei nechtav lishma? B'fanei nechtav lishma. So the Gemara says we're afraid that he may chop off that one word, the crucial word, and then we'll be left with nothing. So that's why they made a takana. Let him just say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. It'll be self-understood that it means lishma.
Memorize outside law, and you say this is what you have to say when you deliver it.
Right.
The woman doesn't get divorced every day, so she doesn't know if it's supposed to necessarily be. He said it, but it doesn't mean it's the Shemua.
So this case, he says on the Gemara, Mustama will discuss it after the Shliach said Panenechtav. That's not the whole story. We'll discuss it, who is the Masadar Aget, and who were the Yedim, and did he know them? And after a whole discussion, then just walk in and say that sentence and walk out. We'll have a whole discussion, so we'll realize that we will ascertain that he knew what he was talking about. That that's what the meaning of the statement was, that it was written and signed Lishma. You're right, just that statement alone is not enough. It means we'll keep him in Bezna for a few minutes to discuss the matter. So again, so the Gemara has this Mishnah on Daf Tes. If a person, it doesn't have man, if a person, a Jewish person, delivered the get from Chutzlos and he was supposed to say before an Echtav, and he didn't, so you have to make a kiyum of the chasimas and everything is fine. That solves the whole problem. So the Gemara says, how do you use that sign in the Mishnah? Eini Yochalayim. What happened that he's Eini Yochalayim? If it means that he's a Cheresh, he's a deaf mute, a Cheresh, b'chlal alav badas. So he cannot serve as a Shliach lo ilach haget. Hakok shem lo havi haget chutz mecheresh ha'et v'kot. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the top taisa says, why don't you say he's mute? Well, you have to say he's a deaf mute, and a deaf mute is retarded, and a retarded person is a lav badas, and a lav badas can be a Shliach zog. That he's mute. What's wrong with a lot of people who are mute? They just can't speak. But as I say, they're bnei das. Or Taisa says on the top line, he's a regular, normal speaking person. He just happened not to be present when the get was written and signed. The Baal took a get that was written and signed and gave it to the Shlich. Shlich was not there. So the top Taisa explains on Ham and Aleph, in Cain. The main problem is that it says Eina Yochaloima. It should say Veloyama Befanein Echtav. The expression Eina Yochaloima sounds like something just came up. And something just occurred. An accident just occurred. Something just occurred that made it impossible. That's the main problem over here. The Gemara doesn't really explain it. Tosis explains it on the top. But Tosis explains it better than the Gemara. The main problem is the Loshon HaMishnah Eina Yochaloima sounds like something just made it impossible for him to say Befanein Echtav. So the Gemara says on the third line, the Omer, Rav Yosef said the Pshat in the Mishnah means he's a normal person and he gave the get to the Isha. Bacham Askin, in the case of Gonshin, the son of Lokeshub Pikeach, who gave the get when he was in his right mind, the Shliach, and then not he became mute. If he becomes mute, so let him write that, Befanein Echtav. That's not a problem. He can write it down. It's not halacha that you say mipim will even pick something that you can't write it. No, he became the scharish. He became the scharish means something happened to him. He lost his seichel. Had a stroke. Okay, something like that. He's not able to function anymore. Right. So in that case, the Mishnah said, okay. So now we know pshat in the Mishnah. So if a shliach lo halacha delivered the get, and he's unable to say something came up, and he's unable to say mifan an echtav. So the Mishnah says, no problem, let somebody make a kiyum achasimis, and the woman can remarry. He's kind of a chesomav, and there's no problem. Frag the Gemara, if you hold like Rav, that the only thing you're concerned about is the possibility of mezuyah. So here, if you make kiyum achasimis, so there's no problem on mezuyah. Le Rav is nich obel rabba kasha. But according to Rabbi, that the reason why we require b'fananachtam is because we're concerned maybe it's written shalom l'shmo. So what good is it you're going to make a kiyum achasimis? How do you know that they signed l'shmo? How do you know the get was written l'shmo?
Why do you want to get in the whole Bahabim and Bahabim?
Just to say pshat. A lot of times the Gemara has like that. They quote a Mishnah, and before they point out the difficulty, they just want his head sign pshat in the Mishnah. We don't know, b'chlal, you don't know what pshat is.
So what is it? Isn't it a problem with Tlibi Dechna Gavi Kaka? Because they're going to be someone who can't be a Shliach. This man is Nischarish now.
No, he was Nischarish after the Nesina.
After the
Nesina. After the Nesina. If he wouldn't have been Nischarish after the Nesina, he would have been able to say what?
Be good.
Would have been able to say before an Echtav.
That's what it's saying.
After the Nesina. After the Nesina. That's
not before.
I thought he was supposed to say before an Echtav, before the Nesina.
No.
So it means if he wouldn't be Nischarish, if he wouldn't have had the stroke, he'd be able to take the get back. He'd be able to take the get back. Ketzel Yaseh, Yitlenu Heimeno, V'yachzer Yitlenu Lo. That's what it means. If he wouldn't have gotten the stroke, he'd be able to take the get. He forgot to say before an Echtav. He's supposed to say before an Echtav, before the Nesina, when he's still a Shliach. So if he gave it, And then he has a stroke. If he wouldn't have had the stroke, he'd be able to take it back and then say b'fon anechta. But the problem is, it doesn't say that.
He got the stars before he said it. When he sent it out, he was good.
When he delivered the get,
and he was supposed to say it. Then he got the stars just before he gave it.
But it sounds from the lashon haGemara, the lashon is he didn't quite make the say b'fon. If he would have said b'fon anechta, it would have been good, even though he doesn't take it back and give it back. That's the Shaila. How do you read the Gemara? So Tosfos on Amud Beis is Ma'or the Shaila. It should have been a Tosfos on Amud Aleph on this Gemara. Tosfos on Amud Beis Yitlenu Hemeno. The Tosfos Yitlenu Hemeno, the second to the last Tosfos. Mikan Mashma from this Bryce is the favorite. Mikan from this Bryce is Mashma. So Achlamer B'Shas Nesinu B'Fon Enechtav. He can't give the get now and say b'fon anechta of tomorrow. Because tomorrow is a shliach. Once he gave the get, the bet he's no more shliach. Before he gives a get, he has to say.
An aid
is not enough. He needs two aiden. He really should have needed two.
The handwriting on the get, those are the aiden. So the chesima, right. So that he can say yet in a year from now, they can ask him.
If you have two witnesses who will say that the chesimas are authentic, then it'll be good. But if you only have one, then the one is only believed if he is the shliach. He's only the shliach before he delivers the get.
But he can say forever. As long as he's alive, he can say before they nechta.
You can say, but we won't believe him.
We won't believe him.
The special number is that we grant that the shliach is only when he's still a shliach. That's what it says in the Gemara. The special Naman is only when he's a shliach. The shliach is before he gives it over. So that's what Taisa says. Nikan mashma ditzach lai mevishas nesine b'fane nechtab minikama yitlena hemen. He has to take it back. And then Taisa says, v'hu adin demechadesh. If he gives the get to the isha, the shliach delivers the get, and immediately following the nesine saget, tech kede dibur, he says b'fane nechtab, tech kede dibur is called b'vasach. That's called also b'vasach. So it's considered that he said b'fane nechtab while he was functioning as a shliach. Well, then the Gemara says in the end of Nidorim, Techa Lediba Kediba Domi, Gemara has it in a Mechudish Dika case. Someone fainted in the hospital, and the children are all sitting, standing around, and they thought that the father just died. So they rip Kriya. And then the father gives a pecht and he dies. He sees them ripping Kriya, then he gets a heart attack and he dies. He hadn't died yet. So the Gemara says, either Yotzi Kriya, they rip Kriya while he's still alive, but they have to rip again. So the Gemara says, it depends. If the old man dies, Tech Kedei Dibur, of their ripping Kriya, they Yotzi. They ripped Kriya while he was alive. It's like Gemara in the Dorm. They ripped Kriya while the man was alive.
The Kriya Bittos?
Worse than Kriya Bittos. Kriya while he's still alive. Yeah, a big toys. The person is still alive. Well, how can you say that Yotzi Kriya while the person is still alive? So that's what it says in the Gemara. If they rip Kriya thinking that he's dead, and the person, the relative, dies, Terke de Dibur, of the ripping in the Kriya, so he gets. So what do you see from that Gemara? So that's why Hashem Mishkap writes in the Sefer. You see from that Gemara that Terke de Dibur is considered Bavasachas. Vasachas means what? The same split second. So you can split the second, the further seconds. The further parts of the second. So what's called Al Pi Halacha? What's called the Vasach? The Halacha considers Terke de Dibur is called Vasacha. That's enough. So here also, if the Shliach Lailacha delivers the get to the Isha, and he didn't say, he was supposed to say before he delivers the get, and then he says it Terke de Dibur after giving the get, it's considered as if the Amiras Terke de Dibur was recited. Right, b'vasachas with the kiyum hashlichus. So that's acceptable. He said his amirav b'fanei nechta while he was functioning as a shliach. But if it's after k'dei dibur, then Taisus is mesupik. Would it be good? Who adin lach and asin etek k'dei dibur the mahani? They think that it's good. How do they know? Midikom ali el, and they quote our gemara. That Rav Yosef says pshat in the Mishnah k'gon shenisano lo k'shu pikeach lis v'klam b'fanei nechtam. If he wouldn't have been nischarish, he would have been able to say b'fon anechta. One could think of, he could say, if he wouldn't be nischarish, he'd be able to do yitlenu hemeno v'yachzir yitnenelo v'yoymelo b'fon anechta before he gives it the second time. So Tosfos says, no, that's not what it says. The Gemara says, k'shenesan ala k'shut pikeach, the shliach lailacha gave the gift when he was okay, when he was healthy, and he didn't have a chance to say b'fon anechta until he got a stroke, and now he's a lot by that. Now he's unable to function anymore. So from the Gemara's mashma, that if he were to say Tech the Dibur soon, immediately after the Nesina would be good. Who had the Lacha Nesina? Tech the Dibur the Bahari. How do you know? Midikom Aliel on the top of Amud Aleph. Shenasara Lachishoy Pikech. This beklaim in front of Nachman Shenischari. So you see, be fairish that if you say Tech the Dibur after the Nesina, it's also good. Like if the person dies, Tech the Dibur after they rip Kriya, it's called Bavar Sachas. Avol. You see, Azay, you could have said shout like this, but it's wrong. The following shout is not correct. You could have said like this. The shliach gave the get to the isha, and since teker the diba kediba dami, so the shliach can back out. Let's say the baal gives a get to his wife, so he can back out teker the diba. You make a kinyan, you can back out teker the diba. You take a neder, you make a shvua, you can back out teker the diba. So when the shliach gives a get to the isha, he can back out teker the diba. It's not true. The din is not true. Okay. The din is not true. Okay. So one might have said a rom shot. You can give, when the shliach gives the get to the isha, he can back out teker the dibur. So therefore, Kol's man that is still teker the dibur, that's why it's still considered as if it's b'shas and asina. So that's not correct. You can't say that pshat, because the Gemara says that in Kol HaTarakula teker the dibur digadami, chutz from these few cases, chutz from these four cases, and two of the cases are gifn mekidushin, that once the chosin said harayat, he cannot back out even teker the dibur. And once the Baal gave the get to his wife and he said, Harezi Gitach, Rab Megoresh is many, he cannot back out even Tekhle Dibur. The Shliach also. Once the Shliach gives the get to the Isha, he cannot back out. Cannot back out Tekhle Dibur. But Tesis proves from the Gemara that the Shliach can still say before an Echta of Tekhle Dibur after giving the get.
The Shliach
has no issues to back out. Not the Baal. The Baal can. Why the Shliach
hat not to give the get in the first place? Yeah, but when he backs out, he's not doing the
Shliach. He's not to do the Shliach. So I'll give you money back. You gave me $100. I'll give you money back. I'll give you the get back and goodbye. So no, he's get. Not mechuyev. Well, he took a shvua to give. So he violated the shvua.
It's different than backing out. This is not completing the Shliach. So that's why Tochle Dibur have to, because you continue something and you're doing it b'shais meister.
That's called b'shais meister.
In the affirmative, it could be Tochle Dibur.
You can't back out. You can't back out Tochle Dibur. But if you're not backing out, you're just saying fun and act up. You're not backing out. So that's called b'shais meister. So then Tesis has a suffix, and that Tesis ham and base. Tesis has a suffix. Avol yachak de dibur, teker de dibur is very little amount of time. The Gemara says in Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, very few, very short period of time. So the Taisus has a suffix. Avol yachak de dibur, misaf kaleri, imahani kozman shasukim beoso inyan, olav. You have in one case, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, there's one case where if I make a kinyan sudr, and I want to back out, I make a kinyan chalipin to buy the diamonds, or I make a kinyan chalipin to buy the house. And after we made the kinyan sudur, we're still talking about the deal, how wonderful it is, and how much money is going to cost, and whatever, what I'm going to do. And then as we keep on talking, I realize that I fell in over here, and I back out. I back out an hour later. But we were talking the whole time. From the shasa kinyan till the shasa chazur. So the Gemara has a machlokes, and that's how we pass him, that kinyan sudur, kol zman shasukim yosu inyan, you can back out. But the Rov HaRishonim hold, that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rov HaRishonim hold that that's only by Kinyan Suda, not by Kinyan Shtar, and not by Kinyan Kesef, and not by Kinyan Chazoke, and not by Kinyan Hagboa, Meshicha, all the other Kinyanim can only back out Terke De Dibur. The one and only Kinyan you can back out, Kozman Shasid Mosu Inyan, is Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Chasuda is a different kind of a Kinyan, Admiras Das. So that's what the Ri is Mesupik. The Aloch is that you cannot back out. Once you gave a get, you cannot back out, even Terke De Dibur. And nonetheless, as Mashma from the Gemara, that the Shliach Lailoche can say before an Echtav, even after having given a get. It would only require Kleinu Hameno, Yachsidi Tanana Law, if it's immediately afterwards. That's the way Tosis understood the Gemara. It's not Muchroch, but that's the way they understood the Pashtus Mashmos Agma on the top of Hamad Aleph. Shenison Lo Keshuv Pikech, Ola Hispik Lailoche before an Echtav, it doesn't say It doesn't say such a long thing. It just lehispik leimar. If an echtav, by says he can still say terke de dibur. So you see from the Gemara that even though terke de dibur is not a shear that should allow you to have chazare by a get, he cannot have charat to terke de dibur. Nonetheless, I say he's still called a shliach terke de dibur. He can say before an echtav. So the reason is Supik may be called Manchas Sukumosa Winyan also, since it exists somewhere, since in the area of Kinyan Suda, the Shir exists, called Manchas Sukumosa Winyan. It is a Shira Basachas, Benegetu, Kinyan Suda, that you should be able to back out. So maybe it's sufficient, Basachas, maybe it's enough of a Basachas, that the Shliach should still be considered as giving the Haggadah Seder of the Fon HaNechta B'Basachas with the Kiyam HaShlichs. So there is Masupik, Sofik and Shulchan Aruch what the din is. They quote this thesis in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shliach can say B'Fon HaNechta even after he's done the Nesina if it's Kozman Perke De Gibor, and it's a Masupik Ri if it's Kozman Shasukum Masupik. So let's get back again to the case. So what was the Gerah Mishnah? A Mishnah and Daf Tes. He had a normal shliach, a healthy shliach, he delivered the get, he forgot to say before and after before. And he's about to say before and after, and he gets a stroke and he can't function at all. Can't say anything, can't function at all. So the Mishnah says, if you make a kiyum achsimus, no problem. So the Gemara effect akashe. Le rabbe niche. Le rabbe niche. According to Rabbi, the whole problem of before and after is to have kiyum achsimus, so there's no problem. Aber le rabbe kashe, but according to Rabbi, maybe it was written Shaloi Lishma and for the Gemara Hochmas Kinan Lacha Shalom Dud. The Takanas Atanoim requiring Rufan Anechta was instituted at a time that the Bnei Chutz Laretz were on a lower level of learning and some of them were not so careful about Ksiva Lishma. But that Mishnah and Daf Tes was written in a later Tkufa, in a later period of history, when even the Bnei Chutz Laretz were on the same level of religious observance as the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And all of the Gittim were written Lishma. There was no longer any problem of Siva Lishma Lishma. And therefore, the only problem is Mizuyev, maybe it's Mizuyev. So if you make a Kima Hasimus, so there's no problem with Mizuyev, and Lishma Bichlal, there's no problem. Lacha Shalom do. Everybody knows that you need Lishma, everybody practices it, so there's no problem. So Gemara Frek, Takasha I Hochi, that's the Teretz. That the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on that base is from an earlier Tkufa, 200 years earlier. And the Mishnah and Daf Tes was written 200 years later, Lacha Shalom Du. So why does it say the Hispik Lam of Fana Nechtav? What does he have to say Fana Nechtav for at all? If everybody writes Lishmo, what do you have the rest of the Perek, the second Perek, write the Fana Nechtav? So cross out the first Mishnah. Lacha Shalom Du, so leave out the whole din of Fana Nechtav. No?
Doesn't Lacha Shalom Du indicate the Pshat of Rashi?
In Taisa says that they knew that the din was so they didn't observe it.
Yeah, so now they knew.
They learned to observe it. They learned to observe the din.
Huh?
Yeah. Even though the reason doesn't apply. Right, that's what the Gemara answers. Break the Gemara if it's like Ihachi. Yachal Nami, even if he is Yachal Nami Fana Nechta, what do you need it for? Just make his time Bechai Somav, everything my name, they made, when you have a Takana de Rabban that was made for a specific reason, even if a generation later, the reason no longer makes any sense, it doesn't apply, the Takana remains unless you oiker it. Unless you oiker the Takana. Unless you have a Moshe Bezdin to undo it. Unless you kaveh Bezdin to undo it. So the Gemara thought, Lacha Shalom Du, the Mishnah seems to say that they undid the Takana. So the Gemara said, if they undid the Takana, that there's no longer a Hashash of the Shema, Shalom the Shema, so why do you ever need Bifan Anechta? Just make a Kiyum Achasimus. In fact, you should never need Bifan Anechta. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Gzeira. Even in the later generation, they did not want to repeal this Takana de Rabban. It's a Gzeira Shem Yachsadav Kulkulu. We're afraid that maybe another generation, maybe goes ups and downs. Maybe in the next generation it'll go back again, like that the people in Chutz Laretz will write Gittin Shalom Lishma. If you say that the Gzeira was still maintained, even Lacha Shalom Du, because we're still concerned, Shemiach Sadavar Kukuloi, so why does it say that in this case, if any Yacholayma Yameko, what is the room to be Meko? Any Yachalami, you should still have the Chashash, and Yachsadovala Kukuloi. So you have to have somebody say that it was written Lishma. Why is it sufficient if you make his kaim b'chasam, his kaim b'chasam only takes care of the concern of mizuyah, but it doesn't take care of the concern of shalom b'shma. So you tell me we're talking lacha shalomda, but then at the same time you tell me even lacha shalomda, we still maintain the full din, the original din b'takfay. So if you still maintain the original din, so his kaim b'chasam is not enough. Break the Gemara. If you tell me that there's exerus shenach sadol b'kalkuloi, so you leave the original din. So any ochal nami, even though he's any ochal aymar, but you should still require a birur that it was written l'shmo. And for the Gemara, this case happens to be a milsa de l'shchicha. A pikech min eschavish and milsa l'shchicha. So that's why it's an exception to the rule. Bizman that they were really chayshish for being written shalad l'shmo, then even in a case of milsa de l'shchicha, we wouldn't accept. We wouldn't allow the get to be accepted. We wouldn't be machshir to get. Maybe it's written shalal d'shma.
What is
a man gives a get and gets a stroke after he gave the get tech de diba before he had a chance to say before an echta. That's such a far-fetched case. So in the event that it came up, since it's a milsa shchicha, I'm dealing with a gzeir shem yachsadov lekol kuloi. It's not the original gzeir. The original gzeir where there was a real hashash. A far-fetched chashash of a mute to the mute of people who write shalom l'shmo, then even a milsa l'shchicha case we wouldn't be mekel. But if you're just dealing with a gzeir shenach sadol kekulos, a milsa l'shchicha, you're not gozer. Fake makasha, is that true? A milsa l'shchicha, like gozer bei rabbanon? Question mark. Is that correct? That whenever you have an unusual case, I have a mishnah. The mishnah says v'isha l'shchicha usnan. The mishnah has a very strange case. There's nothing unusual about the husband sending the get to his wife through a shliach lahalacha, whether the shliach lahalacha is a man or a woman. That's not unusual. But the husband should be such a tzedreiter that he gives the get to his wife, and he says, I'm not divorcing you now. I want you to serve as a shliach lahalacha to deliver the get to Bezin in Tel Aviv, here in New York. He gives the get to his wife now in New York, to she should serve as a shliach lahalacha to give the get to the Rav in Tel Aviv, that he should give the get back to her.
That's a data.
So the Mishnah says if the husband gave the get to his wife and he divorced her, so you don't have to say b'fan ach v'fan ach tam, that's the din. A baal shenosim get lishta, the whole takan is only when a shliach l'ilocha gives the get. A baal gives it only, but here the baal gave the get to his wife that she should serve as a shliach l'ilocha. What do you mean a shliach l'ilocha? She should take the get in her right hand, give it to the left hand. The Gemara says that's not a shlichus. There's no nesina. Gemara says no. He doesn't want to be chal till she gets it. He wants to be mevaza her, whatever. He wants to have some crazy cheshbon over here. So he gives the wife the get. She should serve as a shlich lahilocha, shlich rishon lahilocha. That she should give the get to the rov, the gabbai, or the shamus in Tel Aviv. That he should serve as the shlich sheni to give the get back to her. So when she gives the get to the, when she comes to Tel Aviv, she gives the get to the shlich sheni. She has to say b'fana nechtam, because she's not acting as the wife. She's acting as an impartial shliach. She's an
outside. You can make them many.
That's what we see. Shliach, right? The Gemara learned it from the pasuk. By shliach lahalachas I get for sure. Shliach, the Baal sends a shliach to deliver the get. So he says, I appoint you a shliach, and you have a right to make another shliach. Afilo ad mer shluchim, even to make another shluch. Shliach lekabbalah in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Ramban. That the shliach lekabbalas aget cannot make another shliach. That's called mili. It's a gemara. Mili by mimser on the shliach. The aloch of shliach, ois shliach, doesn't apply to shliach lekabbalah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Ramban. Yesh omrim that you don't say shliach ois shliach or shliach lekabbalah. The Ramban claims it's a gemara later. No, the Ramban interprets that's the premise of the gemara.
What's the reason that Isha can be a shliach? Why she can't give a get?
So the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked the question, can a woman serve as a shliach lahilacha, or can a man serve as a shliach lekabbalah?
Because they're not in there.
A man can never be mekabbalah. A man can never get divorced. And a woman can never divorce her husband. So the Gemara says no. Since the man, can give the get and shliach v'isha can receive the get. That's the Gemara later. So that's called yeshna meteres gerishin. That's called yeshna meteres ger. So the Gemara effect akasha. You are telling me that in the milsa de lo shchicha, Well, the real chashash of Ksiva Shlo Lishmo was Kayom 200 years earlier, that when they made this takana b'fana nechtav. So at that time, even in also the Lashkicha case, we wouldn't let him get away with it. You have to be mavar that the get was written Shmo. We won't say that it's sufficient with Kiyom Achsimus. But Lacha Shalom do 200 years later, that we see they straighten out and they do practice Ksiva Lishmo, even in Chutz Loretz. But we still maintain the original takana because it exists with concern. There's a concern for the future. There may be a kilkul in the future. We're not really concerned that this get is written Shlo Lishmo. We're holding a period in history that they do write all the get in the Shmo. Lacha Shalom do. So we're just concerned about the future. So the Gemara says that's slightly lower level of a chashash. If you have a milsa b'vashchicha case, then you won't require the b'fanei nechtav. So the Gemara says, nu ho'isha atzma. It's like mamish meshuge. The husband makes his own wife a shliach lo'hoylech esaget to give it to the shliach sheni should give it back to her. Such a far-fetched case. Did it ever come up? The Mishnah talks of, did it ever come up? Maybe it never happened. Maybe it's just a theoretical case. Maybe no one was ever so meshuge to do. So the Gemara asks, so how can the Mishnah record the din? That in that case, the wife has to say when she hands over the get to the bed. She must say b'fanei nechtav. So the wife has to be present when the sefer is writing the get and when the edim are signing, because she has to say b'fanei nechtav. What do you need it for? And for the Gemara, v'isha d'lashchicha esnan, the Mishnah says at the end of the second parak, v'isha atzma, the wife herself, not a woman. V'isha atzma means the wife herself can sometimes serve as a shlech lahailech mevia gita, she brings her own get. She can't give the get from her right hand to the left hand. It means she gives it to the shliach sheni, who's going to give it back to her. And when she is about to give it to the shliach sheni, ubavach tzichlam fanen fanen echtam. So the Gemara asks, Aitztach mamish a milsa l'shchicha, and you're telling me all the later Mishnayos halacha shalom do, and a milsa l'shchicha you don't need b'fanen echtam. The Gemara says, no. The answer is, shalatach lot b'shlicha, so you make a loy plug rabbanon. What do you mean make a loyplug rabbanon? A loyplug, in all cases, we need b'fanei nechtav. Then the Gemara says, Yochi, if you tell me it's a loyplug, Baal Nami? So what if the Baal gives the get in person? Why don't you say it's a loyplug? Aloma Tanya, how can we have a b'ferish b'raish the huatz m'shevi gita? If the Baal gives the get to his wife in person, even though the get was written in Chutz Loretz, the Baal had the get written in New York, and he travels to Eretz with the get in his hand, and he gives it to the wife, even though it was written in New York. He doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. He gives a get, so you don't have to worry. So why don't you say it's a light plug rabbanon? You always need, whenever the get has been chutzlords, you always need b'fanei nechtav. The Gemara says no, that's a different thing. The Gemara says time in my om rabbanon, tzoch lo b'fanei nechtav. What's the reason for this din the rabbanon? Dil masi baal amarer upasale. Maybe the baal will come tainer later on that it was written shlo l'shmo. But here the baal himself gave the get. Hashta minkat noket le biyade. He's not going to be married. So what did the Gemara answer? That the loy plug rabbanon doesn't mean that in every single get that was written in Chutz Loretz, every get that comes from Chutz Loretz that's delivered like they shliach, they make a loy plug rabbanon. But you just said before in the milsa l'shchicha you don't make a loy plug rabbanon. No, the isha is what was the answer on that question? The isha is more of a milsa l'shchicha. I don't know which is more. They're both far fetched. The man gives a get and he gets a stroke before he says b'fanei nechtav. The whole thing is supposed to say b'fanei nechtav before he gives the get. So that's already. They're both equally milsa l'shchicha. The Hakam, in one case, he say milsa l'shchicha, we don't have the gzeiros. So Rashi says, no, Rashi says milsa l'shchicha l'gaz rabbana means it b'di'evet. Not l'chatzchila. We said if the man gave the get and he didn't say b'fanei nechtav and he gets a stroke, and eni yochel leimar, so b'di'evet, when the chashash will still kayam. 200 years earlier, when the chashash was still kaim, that there was a miyuta, the miyuta people who are writing gitin chutzal shalom d'shma, we would not be makel, even in a milsa l'shchicha case. We're concerned that maybe the get was written shalom d'shma. But 200 years later, lacha shalom du, so if b'di'evet, meretach b'di'evet, the get was given. And now at present, there is no chashash shalom d'shma, meretach lacha shalom du. Now, boss, you're concerned, maybe in another 200 years, Sarah will come back again. So, ifs is b'di'evet, and it's a milsa d'lashchicha, the combination of both practices together. So then, kemen mekelzan, but by the isha, the baal is amashugana, he wants to give the get to his wife, she should be a shlich l'alochet, meretach l'chatchila. How he's supposed to set it up? We're not talking b'di'evet, she came to Tel Aviv, and she wasn't watching in New York when the get was written aside. When the Baal wants to give it, when the Baal wants to have the get written, so have the woman stand there. That's your plan, that the wife should serve as the shlich l'halacha. Make sure she's standing there, watching the ksiva and the chasima. If it'll take a bibi d'yeved, there will be mekel on that case also. If it'll be lacha shalom do, and it'll be b'dyeved, it's a musal l'shchich, so it'll be mekel, it'll be good. Yis kaim l'chasom. But we're talking l'chatchila. That's what Rashi said. We're talking l'chatchila.
Nechtem usually said when given the get to the wife, but here the wife is saying it when she's giving it to the other shliach.
The shliach shame.
The shliach is supposed to say it when she has divorced.
As he's about to give
right,
it.
Right, but here the shliach is saying it to another shliach.
I'm not sure. The Mishnah is like this. Let's say the Baal is in New York and he sends the shliach lohiloche. To give the shliach is going by boat and it's taking him 3 months to get there to Israel. Till he's going to get there. So shliach gets a heart attack and he's going to die on the boat. What's going to be with the get? So he quickly gets someone else on the boat and he says, I'm going to die. I'm a shliach la'ilocha. Take the get b'fananach and give it to him.
So
the Mishnah. No, then the second one can't say b'fananach. He wasn't there. He just met him on the boat.
He doesn't have to.
So then the shliach sheni says shliach beznani. I was authorized by the Bezin. The Bezin heard, that's the Mishnah later on. Shliach Shechola, if the Shliach HaBaal gets sick and he sees he's not going to live so long or he doesn't feel well, whatever, he is going to live so long. He doesn't have charata. He doesn't want to go Shlepsach, he changes his mind. He doesn't want to go all the way to deliver the gate. So if it's a Shas Atak, he doesn't want to go. So he says, before I nechtav, the Shliach Sheni can't say before I nechtav. So how do you know it's good? So he has to say, I was appointed as a shliach sheni with the approval of the Bezin. What does that mean? That means that the Bezin was mekabel the eidus that the shliach rishon said before an echta. That's the way we do it today.
That was to give it to a second shliach. You don't need the best. This time the Baal told the Isher, he should give it to a second shliach.
Yeah.
The Isher can say to the second shliach, the full anachta, full anachta.
He does.
This is the Baal. So the second shliach
said
that I am a shliach from the
Isher,
but the Baal made me like
that. Yeah, but he also has to say Shliach Beznani. The shliach Rishon appoints the shliach Sheni. The Baal appoints the shliach Rishon. The shliach is a shliach. The shliach Rishon points to the shliach Sheni.
Even though
the Baal wants it like that, but the shliach the shliach Sheni has to say shliach Beznani means the shliach Rishon appointed me with the approval of the Bezna, and that phrase means that the Bezna took care of the birurim of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta.
The notion of sefer Tvisa.
Yeah.
She got the
No. I mean, in this funny case, this Meshuggah case, yeah. No. The Baal said, I don't want the divorce to take effect now. Well, what if the Baal gives a get to his wife, and he says, Hare Mugeresh es lach alamed yom. He gives a get, he wants it to be chal only after 30 days. I don't say, by hook or by crook, if she got the get, is good. But here also, he gives her the get and says, I don't want you to be Mugeresh es now. This is not an asina. This is the giving l'shem shliach rishon. I want you to give the get to a shliach sheini, who will then give it back to you. I'm on the kicks.
What if he tells it three shluchim? One shliach, you take it just a third of the way, and the other shliach should take it the next way, and the other one. He points off three shluchim one time.
And each
one takes it a part of the way.
Yeah.
One guy's going to Rome, the other one's going to Athens, the other one's going to Edgestrom. Mm-hmm. What are the other way? So are they all three shluchim? The only one has to say the funny next one?
Were all three there when the get was written and signed?
Yeah.
So appoint the third one. So why should he appoint the first and the second? They're not going.
The third one's not
going
to be there at the same time. I don't know. He'll pick it up later. I mean, it's obvious that one is not going to rest.
I don't know exactly what the case is.
She could have said nothing. She gets a guy.
and she goes to Eretz Yisrael. She lives. She's quiet. No one knows that she got get.
Yeah.
Now he forces her to go to a Beis Din, or to go to someone and say, "I'm the shliach the halacha, and I got such a get, and then I'm going to give it to you, and the fun and nachta." And then he gives it back to her. So now
I don't get it. I don't understand. The Mishnah gives a different case. The Mishnah gives a different case.
The one is a Shugana case.
Shugana case, the husband gives a get to his wife in Chutz La'aretz, and he does not want her to become divorced now.
Right.
He says, "I want to appoint you as a Shliach Rishon to bring the get to a Shliach Sheni, who will then give you back the get L'shem Gerishon."
Right.
So when she gives the get to the Shliach Sheni, she has to say, Upon an Eftam, which means that she has to be present, she has to watch.
So what the Baal gain was that now the stuff is Mepharsim. That she, if she goes to Chutz La'aretz, and she doesn't have to say necessarily that she was divorced, she can be quiet.
But he wants to be Mavazah, that everybody
should
know.
Not necessarily Mavazah, right? He wants to make sure that it's known. Right. She's going to go back there and show.
Okay.
She wants to be.
So, that's a good reason. But a good reason, bad reason. Okay, whatever. Still a strange case. That the man makes his own wife the Shliach Lohelech HaSaget to give it to the Shliach Sheni. Igmar considers this certainly a milsad l'shlich if it ever came up. If it ever came up, yeah. Yeah.
So why do we have to listen to everything in between from the time he gives it to her? If they don't deliver it back in terms of the shlich, when she appoints someone else, if she doesn't say before I left home and they don't say it, why should we have to be concerned about that with the rabbi?
So that's what the Gemara said. Shelo tachlek b'shlichus, even though it's an unusual case, it's a loyplug rabbana. Every case of the shliach we require before I left. Even in this case, it doesn't really make sense to require before I left. That's what the Gemara said. It's a light flicker up on it. If it'll be b'di yevet, and it's lacha shalomdu, and it's a milsud lo shchicha, so then you'll be meikel. But if you'll be missing one of those three conditions, then you won't be meikel.
When it's focused on the company owner, it seems to hold that it's just a technical problem, but the same halach would apply to Elaine or if a person didn't fit. And that's not a case of the yevet.
Then the Gemara says we would not be meikel. The Gemara says that would not be a milsud lo shchicha. You asked the question before, why did the Gemara map stick in between with this whole interpretation? Why didn't the Gemara just get to the punchline, the Rav Nicha, the Rav Akasha? So the Gemara, when the Gemara comes to the conclusion, we understand why. The Gemara wants to demonstrate that it's such a far-fetched case, it's a milsud lo shchicha. If it wouldn't have been a milsud lo shchicha, the din would not be the same. That's the maskana, that's the answer to your question. You're always building up the answer. You're always preparing us for the answer. To describe a case, that's a milsud lo shchicha. So the Gemara frek takasha, if you are telling me that it's always a light plug, Toshima, the Gemara says, let's see, the boy mene shmo miravune, shnaim sheviyu get b'medina sayam, the husband appoints two shluchim. Two people come with a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So Shmuel asks the shayla, boy mene Shmuel mirafune, Shmuel asks the shayla rafune, sichem shem afanenu nechtam, or ain't sichem. Is it necessary that the two shluchim should say b'fanenu nechtam or not? What's the shayla? Very happy before. What's the shayla? If the reason for b'fanenu nechtam is because of the chashash mezuyev. But if two people say we got it from the Baal, so what's a chashash mezuyah? If they say they got it from the Baal, no chashash. So then there wouldn't be any need for b'fanei nechta. But if you say that the concern is maybe it's written shalom l'shmo, so what does it help if two people got it from the Baal? Could be the Baal didn't know that you have to write to get l'shmo. So l'chor, that's the shaila that he asked. What's the din? And what did he answer? So this is the punchline. So Rab and Rav is a later generation. Shmuel is the first generation of Amorim. Shmuel is Ravuna. The first generation of Amram. So what's the answer? Amalei, ain't tzrichim. There's no need for them to say b'fanei nechta. Why? So Rav Huna says, Ma'ilu yomer b'fanei negirshim, milo mehemni. If the two Edom would say the Baal girish is ishna. So how do they would be believed? So if the two Edom would say the Baal gave us the get, there is no chashash ziv. So don't you see mefurish, li rav anicha. According to Rav, the whole concern, the only reason is because of chashash ziv, so it's taken care of. So the two people said, Obel rabbi kashe, according to Rabbi Zavaita Shver, And the Gemara, how come asking Allah Shalom, that statement that Shmuel said to Ravunen, that's the first generation of Amoraim. That psak was only so in the later generation. If the 200 years went by and the Mishnah test was written already, some of the dinim changed a little bit. But exactly to what extent did the dinim change? I mean, you no longer need b'fan an echta, period. There's no need at all. So what did Rav Huna say? If shnayim sheshochu, shnayim shehivu get, and what if it's only one shliach? You still need I lacha shalomdu. So the answer is the whole chadgad you like before. There's more effect akash ihochi. If it's lacha shalomdu sachad nami, even if it's only one shliach lailocha, you should do away with the whole need before an echta. Mara says no, we don't want to do away with the whole takana because we're afraid that it can come back again. The problem may return. If they didn't do away with it, so what good is it that two shnayim sheviu? If you hold that there's a chashash of shalom lishma, anything more name betray nami. Even if two bring it, there should also be the chashash and yachta double kekula. Everything more name betray. The ma'isigit the milsel shchichu and shchichu gaz braban. So Taisus points out just a minute. This is not the same as what we said before. Before we had a combination of three factors. If it's la'acha shalomdu, and it's the milsa la'shchicha, meretach vegen b'di'evet, he gave the get, and he didn't say before after he got a stroke. If the isha atma mevi'ah is gita, even though that's a milsa la'shchicha, still it says meretach la'chatchila. So we do require that the woman should be present when the get is written and signed so that she should be able to say before and after. If she won't be present and she comes ready to Tel Aviv and she says, my husband appointed me as Shliach Lailoche and I have to appoint you as a Shliach Sheni, and they say, but you can't say B'fan Echtav, so those are Shem B'di'evit, those are Fafal. She's here already and can't do it. Maybe it's not B'di'evit, because what get wasn't given yet. Maybe it's only called B'di'evit if the get was given. Maybe just because she spent $10,000 to travel from America to Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's not B'di'evit. I don't know, how would you judge? Would you say Shasat Chakri Yeridami? The big shas atchak, so you can even do lachatchila, but it's only acceptable. But you have it, I don't know, Ashayla. So before the Gemara said you have to have three considerations together. You have to have it should be lacha shalomdu, and it should be a milsa de la shchichun, and it's b'di yevet. Now the Gemara is saying even lachatchila, if it's lacha shalomdu, but it's shnayim tu shluchim lahilocha, this is in ganzen a milsa de la shchichun. So here it's even lachatchila. They did away with the whole takonis before nechtav. They did away with it lachatchil also. If it's shilach shnei shluchim lahilach. If it's one shliach lahilach, and then you have a loy plug rabbanon lachilka b'shlichus. Even if isha atzmo will be as gita, she has to say before nechtav. But Taisus points out here the Taisus shalatachlik b'shlichus. It's a loy plug rabbanon. This one line Taisus. Here is b'shlichus the chad. If it's one shliach. Because vina chad de lo shchich, hotu chad de shchich. Aval betray, hotu chad lo gazvina. If he sends two shluchim, then the Gemara says that's a different kind of milsa de lo shchich. That he should send two shluchim, then they did do away. Lacha shalom, do they did away with the need for b'fon and echter. But if it's a chad shliach, then it's only, you only make a lacha shalom, if it's b'di'evit and a milsa de lo shchich. But l'chatchili we wouldn't be making. Then the Gemara asked the Gemara is going to explain it. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you tell me that two is a milsa l'shchicha l'gaz b'rabban and I behoisha de l'shchicha? That's also l'shchicha. And Snan the Mishnah says, behoisha atma v'yazgita, but she has to say b'fanei nechtav. And for the Gemara, she'll attach l'g b'shlichu. It's a loy plug rabban. So you tell me it's a loy plug. So what happened to the loy plug by the shnayim? So the Gemara doesn't finish off the sentence. So that's what Taisus says. No, by shnayim there's no loy plug. Yeah, that was so unusual that the Baal should send two shluchim. They were never goyzer two or to one. Lacha shalom, they were never goyzer. But in the case of Huisha Atzma, then they were goyzer chad de la shchiach, or to chad de shchiach. Beg makasha I hachi, if he tell me that it's always a loyplug rabbanon, so if the Baal himself gives a get, he should also say it's a loyplug rabbanon. Alama tanya the repeating before. It says in the Braise, who wants Meshevi is Gita, the Baal brought a get from Chutzlos and gives it to his wife, and so he does not have to say before an echta. And for the Gemara, nay, that's not a loyplug rabbanon. The loy plug is only when you send a shliach, when the Baal gives the get in person. There is no loy plug. Time in my Omar Abana. What's the reason why they said you need to find an echtav? Because of the chashash de malsi baal miyaru pasalei. Or b'hashta, if he gives the get in person, you're going to say he's going to be rakshan. Okay. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes weiter. Toshima.
But that's what you're going to go for the husband.
time of my only if you need aid in, but if you are afraid that it is not written in the Shmo, even if the Baal brings it, why shouldn't the Baal be required to certify that he wrote it in Shmo?
Because he can give it again right away.
Because he's belayed on himself, he's belayed.
He's not in the Baal.
He's a Baldor on
it. He's
not concerned. Tosis has two pshatim on this Gemara. Tosis here on Omer Aleph Hochi, and the Iker is the Tosis on Omer Beis, the top Tosis. Has it more relevant? The Shail is when we're concerned that the Baal is going to come and say that the get was written Shalol Shmo, will we really be concerned the get is not going to be possible? Or is just going to be Motzi Laz on the get? The get will be kosher anyway. We won't believe the Baal when he says it was Shalol Shmo. It'll just be Motzi Laz on the get, it'll be Lashon Hara. But strictly speaking, the woman will still be Materis Lehinasi Lashon. So one Pshat Taisis learns in this Gemara is that it's not going to be Hoitzoas Laz Biyam, but we won't accept the Tain of the Baal. The Baal Hotnish Kindin Amonis when he says the get was written Shalol Shmo. It's just like Tzoaz Laz Biyam. That's how Tesis reads this Gemara. Now Gemara Naman Beis also like that. That's how they noit the Tesei Pshat. The whole thing is just the Tzoaz Laz. But if the Baal himself gave the get, then you don't even have to be Chayshish for Tzoaz Laz. Anything more has Vaita Kashas, let's see. Gemara is another kash. The Gemara for answers all the kash. Fine. Let's see. On the top of Amud Beis. Let's see. On the third line on Amud Beis. This machlokes. The Gemara we were learning Dav Dalit Amud Aleph. The Gemara was trying to say maybe it's a machlokes Hatanai. Gemara said no. There's no machlokes Hatanai. So what does it come out? It's only machlokes Rabbe Rova. Everybody holds from Rova the Chashash of Mizuyev. And the machlokes is, do you hold from the additional concern of maybe it was Nishtav Shalod Shema or not? Are you also concerned about Rabbi's Chashash Shalod Shema? So you think that this is machlokes in the later Amoraim, Rabbi and Rava? So the Gemara says no. And the third line from the top of Amud Beis, the plukta the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlomo Levi. That was the first door of Amoraim. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was the last of the Tanoim, and Rabbi Yechon was the first door of Amoraim. So this machlokes Rabbi, the Rava, analte machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. It was in the first door of the Amoraim. In Bavel, it was in a few generations later. The pluk the Rabbi Yechon Mishum Alevi, Azvas Chadam, and one of them said, we don't know yet who holds which way. One of them said, because Lefishen became Lishma, and the other Amor said, Lefishen Edim Tzurim Lekayim. So who holds which way? What's an Afkemina? It'll soon be relevant. Another 20 lines, it'll be relevant. So who holds which way? Let me prove. Tistayim, let us prove the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who the Amor Lefishen became Lishma. How can we prove it? Because once upon a time, Rabbi Shimon Barabe was a Shliach Lohelochas Aget. He was appointed by the Baal to bring a get. I see Gita, he brought the get from Chutzlar, someone from Bavel, brought a bad get from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. I see Gita, Lekamei, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, from Alei, and he asks, do I have to say before an Echtam or before an Echtam or not? Do I have to go through the whole rigmarole or not? Srichna the man from an Echtam or Eloi, do I? From Alei, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Loi Srichas, Ledarfnish. Why? Loi Amr, Lebdaris, Eri Shainim, Shemi Kim, Lishma. The old takana we have to say before Nechtam, that was 300 years ago, that was 400 years ago in the Tkufas HaTanayim HaRishayinim, then the Chutzlars, they weren't so medactic in Ksiv Lishma. Avul B'deres HaRachrayinim, but in Unza Tkufas, the last 100 years, the Dikim Lishma, Loi, there's no Chshash, Tafin, Ishtam, Tim, Fana Nechtam. So you see, B'Perish, Rabbi Shom Levi said that the reason for Shalom Lishma, Freg Digimare, but you just proved conclusively that everybody holds from a Chashash of Mezuyah. The machlekes was, is there, do you also have a second hashash of Shalom Lishma, but the hashash of Mezuyah for sure. So what good is it that B'deres Achrayim already be straightened out the problem? Lach HaShalom do, everybody knows the din that you need Lishma, so you don't need B'fan HaNechta, B'fan HaNechta. What are you talking about? But what about the hashash of Mezuyah, Freg de Gemara, the Tisbaro, what's going on? How can the Psak be correct? For Harab is later of it, but everybody holds from the Chashash and Mezuyah. So even Lach HaShalom do, even if they're later Deris. Everybody knows you need Lishma, but there's still a Chashash and Mezuyah. For Yodin, that's later Kasha. He just said before, Lacha Shalom, the Lacha Shalom, he said, there are Mishnais that were written later, there was Lacha Shalom. The Gemara said, so why don't you just cross out the whole Takana of Bufana Nechta? The Gemara said, no, because Eva Shein Nechta Dova Lekukuloi. So he just established before that even Lacha Shalom, there's still a Hashash. They still left the requirement. So what did Mishur Malevi say? That you can dispense with the Bufana Nechta, Bufana Nechta? What's going on over here? And for the Gemara, no. Ela Zad the Gemara, the Mais and Shaya is a little bit missing in the story. This Rav Shimon Bar Abba, who brought the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't the only one. Inish Achina Habibadeh. The husband sent two shluchim, like now, on the El Al. For $178, he can get someone else to go with you. Next to nothing. So he sent two shluchim to go along. So there were two. So therefore, it's such a... And the Gemara said before, Lacha Shalomdu... If it's a milsa de la shchira that there are two shluchim, then the Gemara said that you don't need b'fana nechta. Because when you have two shluchim, there's no chashash of, there's no chashin of mezuyah, there's no chashash mezuyah. And such a milsa de la shchira, you go either two or to one, then you don't have to be chashash. So that was the story. I said, why is it when we had the story, why didn't we mention who the other one was?
He told the story.
Rav Shimon Bar Abba brought a get. Why didn't he say it? Another one? The Gemara said, Mishum quoted the Rav Shimon. The other one was not a known figure. He was an unknown person. Someone came along. If you're going to say his name, you're going to know who he is. We never heard of him. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, he was a known figure. So they mentioned Rav Shimon Bar Abba once brought a get, but it doesn't mean that's the whole story. He brought a get together with another shliach who was an unknown person, a religious Jew, a balabas. So because it was Lacha Shalomdu, so that's what the Gemara said. Tistai Makol Panim, that remains. Tistai, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one who says, like Rabbo, that the reason for the original Takana de Rabbanu was two chashoshes. The chashash of Mezuyah with the chashash of Shalashon. We have to remember this for next week. When we're going to continue in the Gemara next week, the Gemara is going to... we have to recall this. That Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one who's chashish for Shalashon. It's going to be relevant in the next week of the Gemara. On the last pasuk in Chumash Shemais, the last few psukim in Machta, V'lo yachol Moshe lavo lo amod ki shochan alav he'anon hepar Hashem alei es ha'mishkan. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to enter oil mod because there was an onan on it. So Rashi quotes from the Toras Kohanim. This is the first Toras Kohanim in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. There's a long brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel, B'yud Gimimis Atarnid Reshes Ben. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says in Shvuas Dav Daled, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of the Tana Nochum Ish Gamzu, and he was Darish Kol HaTor Kula, not Klal HaPrat, Prat HaKlal, Klal HaPrat HaKlal. He read the Darish in Ribui Miut, Miut V'Ribui, Ribui Mir V'Ribui. Comes out a slight Nafkinu. Not such a major difference, but here and there, the Gemara Rechen Toysan, Shvuas Dav Daled, about 8 or 9 cases where it makes a Nafkinu, where they call it a klala prati, call it a ribi midvi ribi. So that brice is Rabbi Shmuel Omer, v'shlesh esmir satarna dresh, is b'amin et v'shayla how we pass from the Aristiris and the Rambam. If you look in that Gemara, Shavuot Dav Dalet, when the Gemara lists off all the various issues in Halacha, which are dependent on how you darsh in the midrash satarna dresh, is b'amin whether it's klala prati, ribi miyud. So half of the time the Rambam passes one way, half of the time he passes the other way. So the Lech Mishnah has difficulty with this. Which midah does he hold from? Klala prati, ribi miyud. So again, this is the first Teres Kohanim, the first Brice in Teres Kohanim, that it introduces the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Yud Gimel Midas, and then it concludes, what's the last line? So the Mefarshim have difficulty understanding V'chein Shnei Ksuvim. What is V'chein? So that's what some say, that it should say V'chein Shnei Ksuvim. But here, the opening Pasuk in Vayikra is a case of V'chein Shnei Ksuvim. That's what Rashi quotes over here. Kosa, that's the Toras Kohanim that Rashi is quoting. The first Toras Kohanim on Vayikra. Kosa, the Echad Oimer, one Pasuk says, Ubevo Moshe Lo Moed, that Moshe Rabbeinu did enter Royal Moed. And this Pasuk says, Velo Yochel Moshe Lo Vol Moed, he was not able to enter Royal Moed. So Shneksu, Mamak Chishim, Zezeh, Hashem HaKasva Shlishi Liyachri Yibbenein, which is the Kasva Shlishi, the phrase of Yehki Shochan Olof He'onon. He wasn't able to enter Royal Moed, because man, the Onon was there. But when there was no Onon, then Moshe Rabbeinu entered into the Royal Moed. That's the Kosva Shlishi Shiachriya Benen. Emor Meyata Kosma Shohay Olof Ha'onon Loha Yocholovin. If Talak Ha'onon Nichnas Omedabirim, Moshe Rabbeinu entered and spoke with the Shechina. So the simple pshat is, was the one when there was no Onon. So there's the last Malvin on Chumash Shemos points out this is a little bit misleading. The Lashon of Rashi is direct quotation from the Lashon of the Teres Kohanim, but it's a little misleading. It does mean that there were times that there was no Onan. The Pasuk says Beferish, that the Onan was Tomid all 40 years. So how does that? Here says for all 40 years. The Onan was covering up the oil mode. So what did he mean? Well, there was no Onan, the Moshe Rabbein entered, there was always an Onan. So the Malbim explains based on Psukim, the Pashup Shat, there was always an Onan on the outside of oil mode, Mibachut. There was an Onan, there was a Mare Eish, not the kind of fire that we used to strike a match. That's the fire from Sheshes Mei Breshes. That's a normal natural fire. There was a Kvod Hashem several times the Chumash in the Novi. It says V'yeira Alechem Kvod Hashem on Shmini Limiluim. Moshe Rabbeinu says bring the Karbonos V'yeira Alechem Kvod Hashem, or by the Machloikis with the Meraglim, or by Machloikis the Kerach, it says V'yeira Kvod Hashem. What does it mean V'yeira Kvod Hashem? The glory of Hashem appeared. What does it mean? So he doesn't quote it, but the Rambam writes in the Moreh Nevuchim like that, what the way the Malbim writes, that this is assumed to be some other kind of a fire, a different kind of a fire. Like when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, boy, boy, and then Ukol, it was a different kind of a fire. It was a fire of Kvod Hashem. So that fire was in the Mishkan. That fire was usually covered up. It wasn't a natural fire. It was a Psanesha Nivro. It was a new Bria now. Rabbi Yishlam made a new Bria to represent the Kvod Hashchinah. Whatever it says, Vayera Kvod Hashem, that's what it refers to. That fire was usually covered up with an Onan, so the Shechina should not be Begilui, it should be Behelim. Once in a while, the A should be near a Mitech Onan. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yochel Moshe Lovel Olmoy Kishochan Olaf Onan, the Onan was in the oil with the fire sticking out. So he wasn't able to go in. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him in. Vayikra Hashem Moshe, Rabban Shalom calls him in, he tells him to come in, even though the Pasuk says that there was a Mariyesh. There was a Mariyesh. If he calls him in, he goes. So the Rashi says Moshe wasn't nichnas me'elov, or he nichnas medaberima on his own. When did Moshe Rabbeinu have the right to go in on his own without being called in? That's when there was no esh that was visible through the onan. But to say that there was no onan, there was an onan all 40 years. But most of the time there was an onan on the outside of the oil, mibachut, and there was an onan on the inside, covering up the esh, so none of the esh was visible. When some of the Yesh was visible, Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait till he was called in. And it continues to show the Psukim in Malachim also speak about this Yesh, the Kvod Hashem, with the Yesh, which was usually covered up with the Onan. Once in a while it was not covered up with the Onan. He says, people misunderstand the Rashi. Rashi is quoting the Teres Kohanim. He says, it shouldn't be understood to mean where there was no Onan. Nistalik Onan. It doesn't mean that. Nistalik, that kind of an Onan. There was no Onan with the Yesh protruding. The Yesh was completely covered up. So then Moshe Rabbeinu had the right to enter without Rishus.